you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. And we have a loaded program for you here today with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Mark Squires. You may know him as the Medicare Whisperer. And Mark, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. It's great to be back.
All right. And for our audience, take down this information. I'm telling you, we're going to get your attention today. This is some really incredible information. Reach out to Mark Squires again. He is the Medicare Whisperer, 816-399-4871. I realize that's a Kansas City-based number, but Mark and his team help clients all around the country, 816-399-4871. You can go online at lifewithmedicare.com. If you're on social media, go to Facebook and just search the Medicare Whisperer. You can like their Facebook page as well. So, all right, so Mark, I understand that some major changes may be coming to the Medicare Advantage market.
Oh, it's not maybe, Steve. It is. Okay. The freight train is on the way.
Oh, my gosh.
CMS, that's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services.
Why isn't it CMMS?
I guess they ran out of M's in Washington.
I guess. Anyway, that's off the subject, but yes. That's always bugged me. Why is it two M's? Anyway, go ahead.
You would think the government is so good at acronyms.
They
issued a guidance or a report a few days ago, and they are estimating because of the prolific changes coming to Medicare Advantage and Medicare drug coverage for the 2025 year, they're estimating now that 7 in 10 Medicare beneficiaries are going to review and or change their coverage during the annual election period this year.
Wow.
On average, it's about 4 in 10. It's almost double what is normal. And I'm here to make a clarion's call, folks. If you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, you need to do a review.
Yeah.
Even if you love your plan, even if everything is just the greatest, wonderful, you need to review the plan. What's happening, Steve, is that Medicare is paying the Medicare Advantage insurance companies lower reimbursement rates, which means they're going to make less money. Now, let's all shed a tear because the insurance companies are going to make less money.
Boo-hoo.
That moment of silence is over.
Yep.
But they have to figure out how to be profitable because the shareholders want their money too.
Yep.
So what they're telling us is they're going to potentially leave some markets. Two major companies, and since it's public information, I can say this, Aetna and Humana have publicly stated they're going to focus on margins over members, that's people over profit.
Wow.
And they're going to exit some of their lower profit markets. Now, I don't think that's going to happen to any major metropolitan area where somebody might be listening, but they are going to leave some areas. And in addition to that, they're going to be changing some of their benefits. A lot of those extra benefits that they tout to get people to, one of the companies was doing reimbursement for pickleball rackets.
Oh my gosh.
Well, okay. No, who cares, right?
That's just dumb.
But those $2,500 dental programs might be reduced.
Yep.
Some of those other types of ancillary programs may very well be reduced. So it could be that your plan that you're on is ending in Kansas City. Just this week or just last week, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City announced that they are shutting down their Medicare Advantage division at the end of 2024.
Wow.
So there's roughly 35,000 people in the Kansas City area who are receiving benefits from a Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City Medicare Advantage plan. That plan's going away.
It's gone.
Poof.
Yeah.
It's gone.
At the end of at January 1.
Right.
Yeah.
But now, hear me, folks. I'm not saying Blue Cross Blue Shield is going out of business. I'm saying they're shutting down one of their divisions.
Yeah.
And recently, Cigna Medicare Advantage was sold to a couple of the Blues out of, I think, Texas and Kentucky. I don't remember the details. And they're talking about paring back some benefits in some of their offerings. So there's major, major changes. Steve, I have not seen this much volatility in the world of Medicare since 2010.
Wow.
This is major. And if you're on Medicare Advantage, if you're thinking about Medicare Advantage, this is the time to start asking questions. Now, we don't know any specifics till October 1st.
Yep.
And by law, if I did, I couldn't tell you.
Right.
I can say this thing about Blue Cross Blue Shield because it's public information.
Yep.
But with reimbursement rates going down, with benefits changing, possibly with networks, provider networks shrinking, this is going to be major. If you're used to those extra benefits, if you really, really like your gym membership, I'm not saying it's going to go away, but things are going to be pared back. You need to know what you have. And I understand in the question of the week, we're going to talk a little bit about that when we get to it here soon. So again, we can't give you firm details. I don't say this to alarm anybody. I don't want you to be scared. Don't be frightened. I know we all hate change, especially as we get older. Now, Steve, you're a young guy, but I'm older than you.
By a month or?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Having said that, I don't like change any more than the rest of the people, but I am determined. My team, we are determined to help people navigate these waters so that come January 1st, they don't wind up with a nasty surprise finding out their doctor doesn't take their plan anymore, or suddenly their specialist copay is no longer $35, it's $55 or whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
It's critically important to review your coverage this year. If you have a high-quality Medicare plan broker, by all means, call them. My team started this week. We are scheduling our calendars for October, November, and December.
Wow.
We're calling our existing clients, and we need to get you on here. But if you're listening and you don't have a broker, you can't get a hold of your broker, whatever that situation looks like, and you want some questions answered, call us. Even if you're not our client, we're going to help you. This is a mission. Our mission is to help people. And we found by helping people, money has a tendency to take care of itself.
Yep.
My agents that are in-house are salary-based, so they're not going to, they can make their house payment without making another sale.
Yep.
So we're going to do the job right. But don't be afraid to call us. I can't tell you specifics in your area, but I can certainly find out when they make that information public.
And Mark, that number again is
816-399-4871, 816-399-4871. And
lifewithmedicare.com.
Easy to remember, lifewithmedicare.com. And we're on social media. We're the Medicare Whisperer.
So I guarantee if I had a Medicare Advantage plan and, last month we talked about some potential changes. Now we're starting to see some of these things and all the details come out October the 1st. But if your firm, you are already booking appointments for October and November, and here we are, early June, that says a lot right there.
It's the earliest we've ever started booking. Normally, we start booking appointments in August. This is the earliest, but we know what's coming. We know if the traffic is going to be double. Obviously, we want to take care of our existing clients, but we want to do it in such a way that we have space in the calendar for those people who haven't worked with us before.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing it now.
So I need to call your office and schedule my mom's appointment, is what you're saying.
I think you're on the call list already.
Okay.
Yeah. The team is actively calling so many people per day, and I know I saw the list, and I know I did see your mom on the list.
Very, very good. And then, so the annual election period.
Oh, you got that right.
I did. See, you're training me. You're training me right. Mm-hmm. So that's October 15th.
To December 7th.
To December the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So October 15th to December the 7th, and Mark and his team are already scheduling appointments because 4 in 10 might make a change. Now 7 out of 10 Advantage plan owners or policyholders are expected to make a change because of the entire upheaval with the Advantage plans and with the Part D.
Yes.
Because you had talked about major, major changes coming with the Part D. And of course, that reimburses for your medications.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to Mark and his excellent team at 816-399-4871, or you could go online at lifewithmedicare.com. And I love the fact that you said, or the point that you made of, we're not trying to scare people, but this should be an alarm. This should be a wake-up call saying, we got to take a look at this.
Yes, they really should. And I'll add to that, if you're a financial advisor listening, if you are part of a continuum care community, if you want us to come in, now, of course, we're in Kansas City, we can do things on the web as well, but if you would like to do an educational event, we do those all the time, and we don't charge for that. So we can actually get a group of people together, whether it's online or in person, and kind of go over these things and probably make you if you're a financial advisor, make you look like you walk on water in front of your clients.
That's right, because just imagine if you don't. You're kind of sleeping through this, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's just somebody else trying to scare me into, it's a scare tactic. Well, no, it's not. It is a heads up that major changes are coming. So imagine if you don't do something, you don't make a move, you don't even look at it. In January the 2nd, you need to go to your doctor and all of a sudden you find out, oh, wait a minute, what? Your doctor doesn't take your, isn't part of your Medicare Advantage plan anymore. And all, guess what? You're stuck with that for a whole year.
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
There is a saying in our business that the young agent knows the rules and the old agent knows the exceptions. And I happen to be one of the old guys in this business. There's an out if that happens. You have a period between January 1st and March 31st to make a one-time change if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan to another Medicare Advantage plan or back to original Medicare.
All right. We're going to have a whole lot more coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan and it is ending, you have an opportunity to switch to a Medicare supplement that is on a guaranteed issue basis. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan and it is ending, you have an opportunity to switch to a Medicare supplement that is on a guaranteed issue basis. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is true. And Mark, why is that statement true?
Because Medicare says so.
Okay.
So within all of the ins and outs and the guidelines and the rules for Medicare and the Medicare Advantage program, one of the things they did several years ago is they changed the wording. And the wording is, if you're on a Medicare Advantage plan and your plan is ending, meaning... like we mentioned.
Like with the Blue Cross.
Exactly.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas City Advantage Plan.
Right.
35,000 members are in this exact situation.
Yes. Okay. Exact situation. And so the rules say that at that point you can apply under what's called a special election period for a Medicare supplement and you do not answer the health questions. In fact, if you're in Missouri or Kansas, they don't even ask you the tobacco question.
Oh, wow.
So it's a guaranteed issue. Meaning if, and here's the scenario I really want people to focus in on. If you've been on, you know, Medicare Advantage plan for quite a while, and when you started, you rock and roll. Everything was good.
Mm-hmm.
You did your preventive stuff and everything was fine. But maybe some things have crept in, some heart things, diabetes, whatever that is.
Yep.
And you find that you're paying a lot of copays and you're dealing with network restrictions and that type of thing. It, now don't get me wrong, Medicare supplements are not free. They're not zero premium. They are rather pricey.
Sure.
But you may have an opportunity, or you do have an opportunity, to at least look at what that coverage is and see if it fits your budget. And we know how to process those applications. It's not hocus pocus. I mean, it's the rules tell us how to do it.
Yeah.
And, we can get you that type of coverage. So now if you're dealing with some of those things, we might be able to make your healthcare experience a whole lot better.
Well, and I'll tell you what. So if they have an Advantage plan, and let's say their plan is not going away.
Correct.
Okay. And they just choose to switch from a Medicare Advantage plan to a supplement plan because they think they're going to have some medical expenses, is probably better overall coverage, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make a change. Mm-hmm. Can they just do that?
Well, you can change to a Medicare supplement. It's just under most circumstances like this, you have to go through the health questions.
That's right. So it's dependent on your health.
Correct.
As to whether or not you can make that change, or maybe you can't make it because you have some sort of an underlying health issue.
Right. And once again, there's no one size fits all. Our job as brokers, we represent over 40 Medicare supplement companies.
Yeah.
Our job as brokers is to know which companies are friendly to what things. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're in the middle of active cancer treatment, you are not going to pass underwriting.
Yep.
If you've had cancer in the last 3 to 5 years, you're not going to pass underwriting.
Okay.
I personally had open heart surgery a year and a half ago.
Yep.
I'm not on Medicare yet. But in that situation, they would want a little more time after that. I feel as good as I look. And look at your radio, folks. It's good.
Yeah, okay? Of course it is.
But, you know, I might take advantage of that opportunity if it was me. So, it again, it's no such thing as one size fits all. At least ask the question. And it's not just in Kansas City where plans are ending. So if you're wherever you're listening, it could be happening in your area. And it might be worth a conversation to see if can I switch? And the other side of that is if you just want to switch, give us a call. We're not going to pry. We're not going to ask you a bunch of stupid questions, but we'll go through the basic 9 or 10 health questions. And if you can answer those questions no or yes as appropriate, we can probably get you underwritten.
Well, and you asked my mom some questions, and she had some issues, but it was far enough in the rearview mirror that you said that's not going to cause you any problems. And so she sailed through underwriting and got her Medicare supplement, but that may not be true for all people. So here's the message. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan and you just want to change to a supplement, you may or may not be able to do that. However, if you have a Medicare Advantage plan that is ending, such as the one that Mark talked about, Blue Cross Blue Shield Advantage, it's going away as of the end of the year, this is a golden opportunity for you to change to a Medicare supplement, avoid underwriting guaranteed issue. It's kind of a nice little exception, Mark.
It really, really is. And again, with Medicare supplement, you don't have network restrictions. You unless it's an end plan, you don't really have copays or coinsurance. There's a lot of financial protection. If you remember, and how often have you heard me say this, Steve, this isn't about copays and free stuff. This is about building a shield around your resources and your assets, what you worked for 25, 35, 45, 55 years to save and accumulate. We want to build that shield around it so one medical diagnosis doesn't just wipe it off the map.
Yep.
And sometimes a supplement's the way to go. Oftentimes, a Medicare Advantage is a way to go. Of course, I always do encourage people to know what you're buying. And if you're going to buy a Medicare Advantage, every chain is only as strong as its weakest link. Right. So know what the weak links are in Medicare Advantage.
Well, so what are some examples of surprises that some people have reported with their Advantage plans?
Call me Mr. Segway, if you will.
Ba-doom, boom, psh.
So, what we find is quite often, Steve, I get phone calls from either Medicare Advantage members or sometimes from their family members, and they go on a Medicare Advantage plan. Again, like we said earlier, everything's fine. They're doing their preventive stuff. They're living life. Everything is fantastic. And then they have a hospital stay. And they're in the hospital for 5 or 6 days, and all of a sudden, the billing people at the hospital are going, how did you want to pay your $2,100 copay for this?
Yeah.
What do you mean copay?
Your what?
Yeah. Well, your plan, you know, has I'm doing some averages here, but $300 a day for the first 6 days. Well, that's okay. That's $1,800.
Right.
Okay. How did you want to pay that? Well, and then we get a phone call. Well, we didn't know about this. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it's been there the whole time. We talked to you about it when you first enrolled. But that's one of those weak points, and that's one of the ones we hear all the time. Another one of those weak points, and the one that we hear most of the time, this is where I get more phone calls about Medicare Advantage than any other topic. Let's say that mom or dad, grandma, grandpa, they have a stroke. They go to the hospital, they're in for 10 days, they get them stable, change some meds, do all that, but they say, you know what, they're not ready to go home, we're going to send them to a skilled nursing facility or a rehab center.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't a nursing home. Okay.
Yep.
Well, what happens is the Medicare Advantage plan assigns a case manager to you. And that case manager has an MBA, and Steve, the M does not stand for medical.
Oh.
and rather than being called a case manager, this should be called the profit manager. And what they're doing is they are, and I'm not saying they're evil people, okay? Yep. But they're going to review those records every day, and they're going to find the reason to send mom, dad, grandma, grandpa home. Yep. And of course, then you get the, we can't take care of them yet. And so you have to do appeals and that type of thing. And then cancer coverage. My wife is an oncology certified nurse, and she tells me more and more cancer treatments are being done by oral cancer meds. A lot of your Medicare Advantage plans don't cover oral cancer meds. And if you have to have traditional radiation or chemo, it's 20% of each treatment until you reach your out-of-pocket maximum.
Ooh, ouch.
How big of a check can you write for that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, you're going to get sick just from writing the check. There's ways to plug those holes, Steve, and that needs to be part of that conversation. If your broker or agent is just selling you an Advantage plan, wishing you a nice day and going down the road, they didn't do their job right. They need to talk to you about that and help you plug those holes, or at least give you the opportunity.
And so if you reach out to Mark, the Medicare Whisperer, and his excellent team, no charge to answer your questions, no high-pressure sales pitches. Reach out to the Medicare Whisperer at 816-399-4871 or online at lifewithmedicare.com. seniorcarelive.com. And Mark, thanks so much for this excellent information. Guaranteed, we got some people's attention out there. I think we helped a lot of folks. So thank you again. You're always a wealth of knowledge, and I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here, and I appreciate your friendship, Steve.
You bet. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And I'll tell you what, if you go to seniorcarelive.com, go to the podcast tab, and then there are, I don't know, maybe 12, 14, something like that, icons there where you can click any one of them. They're all the major podcast platforms. I think we're on more than that. But anyway, wherever you get it, check it out. Share it with your friends and family. How about that? All right. So I wanted to talk about my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and how it all began. I've had a few folks ask me the question. I've made several presentations here recently, and I've had the opportunity to tell the story. I haven't shared that for a little while. And I spoke with a professional, and he said that they're going to be sending all of their clients to Senior Care Consulting. I really appreciate him so much. But he said, you know, how did you create Senior Care Consulting, and how did all of that begin? So would love to just share that story with you. I have over 30 years of experience in senior-related healthcare. I have operated home care companies, home health care agencies certified by Medicare, IV therapy companies, medical equipment and supplies, and oxygen equipment. It just goes on and on and on and on. And then I made the switch to senior care communities and worked in that area. I handled business development for 7 different states. I have been a vice president of sales, marketing, and business development for a large national company. And then I've also been the administrator of long-term care communities, assisted living communities, opening memory care communities, etc. So with that background, my grandparents were living independently, and I'll tell you what, at 88 and 90 years old, I mean, it was just amazing. We were spoiled. I'll tell you that. We were just spoiled rotten. Our grandparents, they were with us at everything, every birthday, every 4th of July, you know, celebration with the cookouts and the fireworks, and we always spent Christmas together, all of the stuff. We didn't realize how spoiled we were. So fast forward, my grandparents were still living independently and still doing a pretty good job, definitely slowing down. And my grandpa had mild kind of early stages of dementia, nothing real serious, but you know, grandma had to take the car keys away and deal with the repetitive questioning and all of the things that come along with that. She did a great job watching over him and being his caregiver. And then one night, unfortunately, my grandma got up in the middle of the night, the phone rang, she was wobbly when she got up, and she lost her balance. She fell backwards and hit the back of her head and neck on the wall on the way down, and unfortunately, she fractured her neck. And that's a major, major injury. You don't hear about that very often, but once in a while, you have to fall just right. And she did. So she fractured her C2, second vertebrae, down in her neck. And she's very fortunate. She did not die from that. She was not paralyzed from that. So very fortunate in that regard. But I'll tell you what, it took all the wind out of her sails. It was a major injury. She had to wear the hard collar. Then she had to wear the soft collar. She couldn't move her neck. It drove her nuts. I mean, she just hated that thing. And all of a sudden, just like that, in the blink of an eye, we were in big trouble. And Grandma was Grandpa's caregiver, so now we had two people needing some care and oversight and supervision. So my grandma was in the hospital, then she went to a rehab hospital, and, you know, several weeks into that stay, it became very, very clear that if they came home, they're going to need a lot of help in the home. And if they didn't want that, then we're going to have to go to a senior care community. So we talked about that. And grandma said, honey, I'm not comfortable with someone coming in, into my home, strangers coming in and out of the house. I don't like that idea. I'm okay with going somewhere to one of these care communities. And you never know, we might be able to come home at some point. So don't sell the house, just hang on to it. I'm like, oh yeah, absolutely. I'm not selling anything. We don't know what's going to happen here. So because that was my background, I was tasked with finding a senior care community. Now, first of all, that was heartbreaking to me. I could not imagine them not living in the house that we had spent so many Christmases and birthdays and celebrations, so much time in that house with them. I couldn't imagine them not being there, but hey, I had to move forward on this. I had to get over that fairly quickly. And so I thought, well, I need to be as objective as I can possibly be and leave emotion and the grandson out of it, right? So I took off my grandson glasses and I put back on my administrator glasses just to have an element of objectivity. So I went out to a few places and I felt like, you know, when I go to these places, I want to see the place. I want to see everything, of course. But then I'm going to have a lot of pretty specific questions for you. And I just need to know a lot of information about you and your organization and your history and just a lot of stuff. Right. Again, through the lens of an administrator. That's just how I felt I should do this. So I did go out. I checked out a few places. I asked them a lot of questions. And it was so funny. They looked at me like, are you in the business? No one's ever asked us that question. And that's an excellent question. That's such a good question, Steve. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And what's the answer? You know? So, but I gathered that information. And then I made a decision based on the information that I received. And I chose the place that I felt would be the best fit for my grandparents. So they moved there, and unfortunately, they were not able to, at some point, move back home. They both needed care at that point. And but they were able to live there and receive very good care for the rest of their lives in the next couple of years. And that's how it all began. And frankly, with all of my corporate jobs of a VP of this and a president of that and a group director of business and all of this stuff, okay, I kept getting downsized, right-sized. I don't know how many mergers I went through. Every single time, I was merged out. I was never the incoming. Not one single time. I was always the outgoing. I was never on the team coming in to set up and kind of take over everything. So I was at that fork in the road in my career. So frankly, I thought a lot about it. I prayed a lot about it. And I came to the conclusion that I should be helping other people and other individuals, other families, in the same way that I helped my own grandparents, specifically through that search and selection process when moving from home to a senior care community at any level. And so I turned that, frankly, painful experience helping my own grandparents into a firm called Senior Care Consulting. That's exactly what we do. We are a consultant to our clients and the families we serve. And that is exactly how it all happened. I started off on a part-time basis, and I thought, okay, I need to create a process that I can duplicate over and over again. But yet each time I enter into that process, it needs to be fully and totally customized for the individual I'm serving or for the family I'm serving. And so we conduct a very thorough and proprietary geriatric care assessment to determine level of care, type of care, payment method, location, personal preferences, and needs. We need to answer those five big, big questions. We also gather a lot of other information as well. But that is creating a care profile. Once we understand what we need, we research the entire marketplace and narrow it to our top options. And then, just like I did for my grandparents, we go out, we take a tour, we see everything we need to see. Then I ask a lot of questions, again, just like I did for my grandparents, gather all that information. We're done in just a few hours of our time. And after the break, I'll continue to explain the rest of that process. And then I want to talk to you about an opportunity to deliver this same service all around the nation. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this special announcement I have coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so just to wrap up that process with Senior Care Consulting, go through this with each and every client. Once we finished up with our tours, we ask all the questions, gather all the information. And again, that whole process just takes a few hours. We're usually done by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe a little bit sooner than that, depending on our travel time between places. Let me kind of give you a reference. The average person, if they're trying to do their homework, they're trying to get it right, they're spending anywhere from 50 to 100 hours going through that search and selection process. Our clients are done in 3 or 4 hours. We're finished. The only time they have invested is going out on the tours with us. And we're taking them through a steep learning curve as far as what to look for, what to ask, all the information that is important. And it is just such, it is a phenomenal program. I'm told over and over and over again by our clients how incredible the process was, how thankful they were to discover Senior Care Consulting. We couldn't have done this without you. I mean, it's just the feedback has just been wonderful. Now, when we're finished with all of that, the culmination of the entire process is what I call a summary report. And in the report, we have all of the questions asked, all of the information discovered. I calculate their exact staffing ratio, because frankly, usually most places don't know their exact staffing ratio. So I do the calculations and report that to you. I put a lot of weight on this. I report to you what the state found in its most recent surprise health inspection. And let me tell you what, if you're reading through a lot of these inspections, sometimes you'll stumble into some information and you're like, oh my goodness. And there's been a major incident there, but guess what? They are not required to disclose that to you. They don't have to tell you. They're not required. You know why they're not required? Because that information is publicly available information. So even if the place looks great, everything seems fine, it's a pretty place, it's clean, et cetera, they could be delivering the worst care in the entire area, and you may never know about it, and you may choose that place. That's kind of a scary proposition. So So that's what we do. We deliver that report. Again, it's just loaded with a ton of information. Now you have a wealth of information, objective, verified, much of it quantifiable information on the top places meeting your exact needs. And now you can make an informed decision. You can move forward with confidence. That's what we do over and over and over again. We have helped so many people in the Kansas City and surrounding areas. And frankly, we've helped people with placement in many, many other states through the virtual model. But I'll tell you what, I have wanted to expand for a very long time and not just limit our services to the greater Kansas City area. So we are expanding through the franchising model. So basically what that means is there will be other people in other cities who raise their hand and say, that sounds like a phenomenal business, a phenomenal service. That's something I would be interested in delivering for people in my city or in my county, in my state. So if that sounds like something that you are interested, maybe you know someone who needs to hear about this, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. And so here's how that goes. So someone invests in a franchise. We will train you. We will give you the technology. And we're going to help you learn about the market, the service, how to deliver the service. And we're going to turn you loose. And we're going to support you all the way. And an advantage of investing in a franchise opportunity, there are so many. But you're investing into a proven system. You don't have to recreate the wheel and spend months, if not years, trying to figure it out. And tweaking your forms and figuring out what works and what doesn't. And I'll tell you, I think one of the most important benefits of purchasing a franchise and investing in a franchise model or franchise opportunity is that you will learn what not to do. That is just as important as what to do. Because if you do something that falls into that what not to do category, that could set you back months or even years in the growth of your business. So the special announcement is that I am creating what I'm calling the Founders Club. And what that is the first five people who raise their hand and say, that sounds fantastic. I think I would do a phenomenal job delivering your placement services, the senior care consulting placement services in my market. I'm in. What we're going to do is we're going to offer you a deep discount in the franchise fee, and we're going to offer you more territory at no extra charge. Okay, so we will work that out with you, but that will be an acknowledgement of, hey, you folks are the first five to jump in with me. Let's tear this thing up. Let's build it big time, and let's get after it. I'll tell you what, I don't have a lot of time to go into this, but the public's alternative, if they need some help on this, the public's alternative is to, and this, I wish I had time to do it. Maybe I'll talk about it next week. The alternative is to seek out one of these free referral services. I've talked about this a million times. The free referral services have a built-in conflict of interest, an inherent conflict of interest. They have a vested interest in you choosing one of their business partners, because if you choose one of their business partners, they generate a huge commission. Some people refer to that as a kickback. With Senior Care Consulting, we work directly for our clients. There is no conflict of interest whatsoever. So if you want to learn more about that, more about the franchise opportunity, reach out and give me a call at 913-945-2800. That's 913-945-2800. If you say, you know what, that sounds really interesting. I'd like to learn a little bit more. Just check out the website, seniorcareconsulting.com. It is a phenomenal website. There's a ton of information on there. Again, so I would go to seniorcareconsulting.com and check that out. And if that piques your interest, if you're interested in raising your hand and say, hey, I want the discount. That sounds like a phenomenal opportunity. And I want to jump in. If you're that person, I want to talk to you. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.